even though we're still enjoying the summer harvests, plenty of work is left to be done. We're going through the checklist next on Western Life Radio.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Ricky, my man.
Hey, headed out on the lake, I see. These fish aren't going to catch themselves, am I right? Got some brewskis from my broski.
No, thank you. That's illegal.
What? Come on, aren't you the guy that wrestled the buffalo on Antelope Island?
First of all, they're called bison, and I was delivering a breech calf.
Wow, come on, man. I'll trade you this sixer of suds for that life jacket.
A real man always wears his life vest. And he never partakes of alcohol while operating a boat. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, not everybody does.
Everybody knows that.
You got me.
A little extra work will help ensure better production in the yard and garden. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners reviews some overlooked projects.
We've kind of focused on harvest, but there's still a lot of work to do. I don't know about your garden, but I've still got a lot of weed issues. I mean, you've got a lot of little laborers. I don't have any left in my household anymore. But we need to get out there and we need to watch our weed control and make sure the morning glory doesn't overtake us right this time of year, because that's kind of hard. So you've got to keep that in check and make sure it doesn't come back to bite you later on. And also right now, we've got a lot of the summer flowers that are going just gangbusters. And you know, a lot of these flowers will keep going for a long time, but they'll need some deadheading. And that is just going in, cutting out the flowers that are spent, and keep the plant from producing seed, because if it produces seed, it'll stop blooming, or at least slow down. So if you're looking like Shasta daisies, echinacea, even salvia, I've still got my salvia blooming right now. I need to go out this week, cut it again, and I should be able to get another bloom out of it. Keep up with some of these garden tasks, because you're going to still be getting productivity from it, with your flower garden especially, but also with your vegetable garden. And people have been growing the baseball bat zucchini squash.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.